Hello everyone, my name is Sanjay Kasat and I am a program manager in IPAM team. I would like to show you a glimpse of the new DNS management features we have added in IPAM in Windows Server 2016. In 2012 R2, IPAM had full IP address lifecycle management and DHCP server management features. In 2016, the DNS management feature has been enhanced to make IPAM a complete DDI management tool. This video will provide a brief overview and demo of the DNS management features in IPAM 2016. IPAM server collects data from the domain join Microsoft DNS servers. It does so by remotely calling the DNS server PowerShell commandlets periodically. The default time period is 6 hours, but it can be changed by the admin. It collects DNS zones, conditional forwarders, and DNS resource record from these servers. Both file-based and AD-integrated DNS zones are supported. IPAM supports a bunch of functionalities on the DNS data. Based on the PTR records collected by IPAM, IPAM automatically creates IP address entries in the IP address table. Thus, it saves the user trouble of manually adding these IP addresses. IPAM also allows user to create, edit, and delete DNS zones, conditional forwarders, and resource records across the DNS servers being managed by IPAM. It also allows you to create DNS resource records and DNS reservations when adding an IP address in a single workflow, thus providing an integrated experience. All the changes made from IPAM console on DNS servers are recorded with username and timestamp to enable audit of these changes. All the DNS operations are backed by role-based access control, thus user have an ability to delegate specific DNS operation on specific DNS objects to the users. Now let's jump to a demo to see how these features work. In this demo setup, we have two Active Directory forests, contoso.com and fabricam.com, each having a DNS server. These servers have some DNS zones and resource record already configured on them. I have already run discovery and IPAM has collected the DNS data from these servers. Now let's jump to the DNS server view to see the discovered servers. We'll go to the DNS and DHCP servers pivot in the upper left navigation pane and switch the view to DNS server type. Now you can see here there is an entry for dc2.fabricam.com and an entry for dc.contoso.com. So in this single view you can see the DNS servers from the different Active Directory forest as well as their properties. Now let's jump to the DNS zones view to see the DNS zones that have been collected from these DNS servers. The DNS zones are classified into forward lookup, IPv4 reverse lookup, IPv6 reverse lookup, and conditional forwarders. For example, in the forward lookup pivot, you can see all the forward lookup zones that have been collected from these DNS servers. Here you can see dublin.fabricam.com as well as dublin.contoso.com zone, london.contoso.com zone, etc. You can also go deep into a particular DNS zone to view much more properties. For example, here for dublin.contoso.com you can see the DNS server that is hosting this DNS zone as well as the DNS resource record that have been collected from it. For example, here you can see A records, CNAME records, NS, SRV, all the different kind of records that are present in this DNS zone. Now let's see some of the DNS operations that you can do using IPAM. Let's go to a DNS server and try to create a DNS zone. You can create a forward lookup or reverse lookup zone. You can create primary, secondary, or stub zones. Let's create a forward lookup zone abc.contoso.com. You can make it AD based or file based. Let's click apply. What it is doing here is it's going to the remote DNS server and creating a DNS zone there. You can see the status as success. Now you can go to the DNS zones view and you can see that abc.contoso.com has already been created. Now you can go ahead and edit this DNS zones. You can edit properties like name servers, SOA, zone transfer properties, and then zone scavenging properties, etc. You can also go and delete this particular DNS zone. And what it's doing here is going to the remote DNS server and deleting the DNS zone. IPAM also allows you to create, edit, and delete resource record. For example, let's go to dublin.contoso.com and add a DNS resource record. Select resource record type, for example, A. Let's type a name, temporary, and an IP address. Click add DNS resource record, click apply. What it's doing here is going to the DNS server and creating a resource record there. We can go ahead and see the resource record. Yeah, so this resource record is present here. You can basically edit or delete this DNS resource record. Since DNS resource record and IP addresses are linked entities, IPAM provides an integrated view of IP addresses and resource records. For example, in this IP address inventory view, you can see that we have added a DNS resource record tab. What it shows is the associated DNS resource record with the particular IP addresses selected in the upper pane. For example, this view is showing all the resource records that are associated with 10.1.10.1. For example, you can see the A record and PTR record for this IP addresses. Based on the host name of A record, you can see the CNAME records, the MX record, etc. This provides a view of how this IP address is being utilized. For example, if we find an MX record linked with this IP address, we can assume that the server that has this IP address is a mail server. We have enhanced role-based access control feature to include the DNS operations. Through customer feedbacks, we came to know of numerous scenarios where admins wanted to restrict user access to particular DNS zones or even DNS resource records. For example, they wanted to delegate administration of MX records to the mail server admins only. For this, we are providing an ability to delegate much more granular DNS operations. For example, user can delegate operations like creating or modifying or deleting a DNS zone, invoking zone transfer, pausing or resuming DNS zones. For DNS resource record, IPAM provides granularity such that you can restrict user access to modify resource records of certain type only. For example, you can allow a user to just maybe create or delete PTR records. User can also assign access scope to DNS zones and resource records. What this will do is that it will provide user an ability to restrict user access to certain DNS zones or resource records only. So this was a brief overview of the DNS management features in IPAM. Thank you for watching.